Dragrumio, go to your mistress. Say, I command her come to me.
What is your will, sir, that you send for me?
Where is your sister and Hortensio's wife?
They sit conferring by the parlor fire.
Go fetch them hither. If they deny to come, swinge with them soundly forth unto their husbands. Away, I say, and bring them hither straight. Nay, I will win my wager better yet, and give more sign of her obedience, her new-built virtue and obedience. See where she comes, and brings your froward wives as prisoners to her womanly persuasion. Catherine, that cap of yours becomes you not. Off with that bauble. Throw it underfoot. Catherine, I charge thee, tell these headstrong women what duty they do owe their lords and husbands. Come on, I say, and first begin with her.
Fie, fie, unnecessary threatening unkind brow, and doth not scorn for glances from those eyes to wound thy lord, thy king, thy governor. It blots thy beauty as frost do bite the mead, confounds thy fame as whirlwind shakes fair buds, and in no sense is meet or amiable. A woman moved is like a fountain troubled, muddy, ill-seeming, thick, bereft of beauty. And while it is so, none so dry or thirsty will deign to sip or touch one drop of it. Thy husband is thy lord, thy life, thy keeper, thy head, thy sovereign. One that cares for thee, and for thy maintenance commits his body to painful labor, both by sea and land, to watch the night in storms, the day in cold, while thou liest warm at home, secure and safe, and craves no other tribute at thy hands but love, fair looks, and true obedience. Too little payment for so great a debt. Touch duty as the subject owes the prince. Even such a woman owes to her husband. And when she is froward, peevish, sullen, power, and not obedient to his honest will, what is she but a foul, contending rebel and traitless traitor to her loving lord? I am ashamed that women are so simple to offer war where they should kneel for peace, or seek for rule, supremacy, and sway, when they are bound to serve, love, and obey. Why are our bodies soft and weak and smooth, unapt to toil and trouble in the world, but that our soft conditions and our hearts should well agree with our external parts? Come, come, you froward and unable worms. My mind has been as big as one of yours, my heart as great, my reason haply more to bandy word for word and frown for frown. But now I see our lances are but broad, our strength as weak, our weakness fast compare, that seeming to be most, which we indeed least are. Then veil your stomach, for it is no boot, and place your hands below your husband's foot, in token of which duty he pleased. My hand is ready, may it do him ease.
Why, there's a wench. Come on and kiss me, Kate. Ha 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 ha!